This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. So we're continuing the Sefer Shaina Halachos. Today's breakfast sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Shuki Yifat, in honor of the birth of their new daughter, Tiska L'mitzvahs, Tiska L'gadla, L'tar L'chup L'masim Tovim. Bezus Hashem, our campaign is going to be in full force, May 29th. And the page should be up today. In the coming weeks, we're going to be having two major meetings. One a live meeting for the people in the shul. And we're going to ask everybody to make a team and commit to raise a certain amount. That's basically how this is going to happen. And then we're going to have an online meeting, a Zoom meeting for the listeners. So, Bez Hashem, the shul meeting will be this coming Sunday, a week from today. Sunday night, we'll try to give you dinner. And if everybody could attend, and even better, if you could let me know during the week what's an amount that you think you could pull together from your former friends and former people who liked you before you started collecting from them, then that would be really good. Or if anybody online will join us to create a team, that will be, you'll have a big chelek, Bez Hashem, in the new operation. Okay, so before we start the new Inyan, the last year we did online because of the Levaya, so I want to reiterate one point very briefly, and then we'll go on to the new material. If I were to ask you, what is the most important thing to learn? You know, if you can only learn one thing, Gemara, Halacha, every day, something, if you only had, let's say, 2 minutes a day to learn, or 5 minutes a day to learn, so you know the answer to that. In Oyislam Beis, the Reb Chaim brings to the Mishnah Berurah that a person has to set aside time every single day to learn Sifrei Musar, whether a little bit or a lot, because the greater you are, the greater is your Yetzirah. And the medicine for the Yetzirah is the rebuke of Chazal. And as much as we know this, and as much as we learn this, we always forget about it. And there's a good reason we always forget about it, because the Yetzirah is very happy for us to learn Gemara. He's okay, he's cool with it. And he's very happy for us to learn Halacha. But he's not very happy for us to learn Musar. Because Musar is the only thing really that will accelerate our growth in this world. Okay, let's continue on in Ois Lamed Gimel Lamed Dalet. Actually, we're up to Ois Lamed Hey. I'm just going to read the beginning of Lamed Gimel by way of introduction. Toiv Loimar Koidem Parshas HaKarbonos, Parshas HaAkedah. Before you say Karbonos, it's a good thing to say the Parsha of the Akedah. But today we're speaking about Karbonos. And the basic thing is, what's interesting is that in our Siddurim, they don't even print Karbonos. It's not even in the Siddur. It's not there. Whatever you think is in the Siddur is not Karbonos. Ezel Mekoyman is not Karbonos. Abayi have a Masada is not Karbonos. What's Karbonos? The Parsha of the Karban. The Parsha in Vayikra of the Oila. The Parsha of the Chatas. The Parsha of the Asham. And if you're Chayiv one of these things, then you need to read from the Torah those Psukim and then say Yihiratza, and then it should be considered as if I brought a Karban. But in our Siddurim, in your regular Art Scroll Siddur or any Siddur you have, the Karbanos are not even printed. Now, so what we want to know this morning is, do I got to say that stuff? I mean, can you pass the sitter? Oh, bottom line, can I come to shul, say brachos, and start with hoidu or mizmor shir? Is there anything I need to... Okay, obviously I need to make a brach on the tils yadayim. Matoivu adoinu ilam yigdal. You know, if you want to come a half hour early, go for it. But it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's a very beautiful thing to say. But, you know, your objective is you got to get to Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. So, okay, we have to say Brachos HaShachar. We have to say Brachos HaTorah. We have to say the 15 Brachos, Shenasan Lasach Vin La'avchem Ben Yom Uvein Loila. And then we know we have to say the whole Psukei de Zimra, starting from Mizmor Shir Hoidu. What about Akedah? Do you have to say Akedah? No. You're not obligated to say Akedah. It's a good thing to do. It's a nice thing to do. However, can I have a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph? What?
It's like saying
Torah. No? Yeah, it's learning. It's learning, but besides that, it's a good thing to do as part of your davening. It's a nice thing to do, but it's not obligatory. Nobody ever said it's obligatory. And I'm not undermining it. It's important for a person to know what he has to do. The Shulchan Aruch just says, Toiv Loimar Parshas Gedit. It's a good thing to do. But before that, the Mechaber said, Toiv Ma'ad Tachanunim B'Kavana, better or less with Kavana than more with not so much Kavana. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, someone who knows how to learn, he could refrain from saying many of these tefillos and bakashos, it's better to learn. However, we need to know, we want to know this morning, we want to walk away this morning, what do you have to say? Okay, so do I need to say Akedah? No, it doesn't say it anywhere, I have to say it. Do I need to say Lo'olam Hi'adam Yirei Shemayim B'Seisav HaGoloi? Shema? Doesn't say anywhere you have to say it. Do I have to say the Kiyar? Doesn't say you have to say it. Does he have to say Trumas HaDeshan? Do I have to say Ketoiras? Lo Kasuv, that any of these things I have to say. But we're going to see this morning that there's one thing you do have to say. There's one thing you do have to say. Let us read Ois Lamed Hei, and then in your booklet, I have the Maram Kavis. Ois Lamed Hei. Toiv Loimar Parshas HaKarbanos Kadam HaTfila UBebeis HaKnesses. It's a good thing to say the Parsha of Karbanos before davening and in Shul. Now, that's a very interesting little addition, in Shul. What if I say in Shul? Am I allowed to say Brachos HaShachar at home? Of course I could say Brachos HaShachar at home. It doesn't say anywhere I have to say it in Shul. Why, if someone that comes to Karbanos, is it brought that you should do it in Shul? So look in the last page of your booklet. In the last page of your booklet, there's a commentary on the Levush called the Eliyazuta. The Eliyazuta, and the Eliyazuta, I would call this on page 5. The Eliyazuta in Ois Sivkat and Yeralev says, Umatsasi Kasov, Diyomer Parshas Karbanois Bebes HaKnesses, Da'oz Havalek Iluhikriv Bebes HaMikdash. Since the whole purpose of Karbanois is to be Makriv a carbon, and you have to be Makriv a carbon in the base HaMikdash, so you want to say Karbanois. So in other words, if you're on the way to Shul, you say, I have 5 minutes, I might as well do Karbanois. There seems to be a preference to Dafka do it in Shul. Now, here's a very interesting thing. There's a difference between Torah and Tefillah. During Tefillah, am I allowed to do something else while I'm davening? No, while I'm davening, you're not. Am I allowed to check out the ingredients of smart milk in the middle of davening? No, you can't do that. Could I, mosey around and see, start seeing how much change is in the cup? No, you're not allowed to do any. Am I allowed to dry my hands when I say the Baruch HaMatzah? You can't do any activity during Tefillah. You have to stop and be completely focused on Tefillah. By Torah, we don't find that halacha. So the question is, what about during Karbanos? Is Karbanos Tefillah, or is Karbanos Torah? That's a very interesting question. What would you say about that? Is Karbanos... Now, in Avel, is an Avel allowed to say Karbanos? An Avel is allowed to daven, an Avel is not allowed to learn. So can an Avel say Karbanos? So the halacha is no. The Mishnah Berurah says an Avel cannot say Karbanos. So that obviously means that Karbanos are not part of the Seder HaTfilah. So what do you mean? I thought it's something that you're supposed to do every day. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Aleph Sivkat and Yud Zayin that an Avel should not say Karbanos. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Nun that anything is Miseder Hayoyim, like Eza, you're allowed to say. So the halacha is, Ezehu Mekoyman, you're allowed to say, because that's not Karbanos. That's Miseder HaTfilah. Karbanos, that we're talking about, are the parshios of Karbanos, is Torah, and not everybody says it. However, they asked Reb Chaim that
Karbanos is not Tfilah, you said?
The parshios of the Karbanos, the parsha of the Oila, parsha is Torah. It's time. Now, therefore, during Karbanos, or the Shir Shel Yom, is it like Torah or Tefillah? That's not on the sheet. We know during Tefillah, you can't be Oisek B'Malacha. During Torah, you're allowed to. Reb Chaim says, Karbanos and the Shir Shel Yom is Torah. So during Torah, you're allowed to be Oisek in a Malacha. It's very interesting.
So we're allowed to interchange. I do Tefillah.
You could check out the ingredients. You could check out the ingredients of smaga during the Shir Shel Yom, according to this.
No, I mean I'm
the what?
I start tefillah, then I can learn for do Torah, then I go back to do tefillah. So it's not
certain Torah, not all Torah. Now, we just said that the Elio Zuta says you should say Karbanos in the Shul. If you look in on the final sheet, in the Shari Tshuva, the Shari Tshuva says, on the fourth, the Shari Tshuva is a commentary on Shulchan Aruch, on the fourth wide line, he says, Ube Bechar Shar Kasav Sham, Demash Kasav Elio Zuta, Sheyikro Basic Nesses, Dugma Savoida, Gam Kenein Lachash Lazeh. Basically, he dismisses the Elio Zuta. You don't have to say Karbanos in Shul. It's like you're bringing Karbanos, but you don't have to get so carried away with the analogy to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so the back to Sivkat and Laman Hay and Reb Chaim, Toiv Lo Yom Parshas HaKarbanos Kadam HaTfila Uve Beis HaKnesses, but Ach Shelo Ya'achai Deze Zman Kriyashma, you don't want to delay the Zman Kriyashma Utfila B'Tzibor. Now the rest of the simin, Reb Chaim is quoting from the Bir Halacha of what Karbanos is. He says, "V'tzarach l'hisvadois meumad koydem kriyas parshas haKarbanos." You need to say vidui, standing, before you say the parsha of Karbanos. Uchvar nidfas haseder b'sefer avoda tama. The correct order of Karbanos is found in the sefer avoda tama. Again, it's not found in our siddurim. So the Karbanos that the Poiskim and the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is not found in the Siddur. So what is the order of the Parshios? Now some of it we have, but the main thing, which is it's almost inexplicable, the main Karbanos is not in the Siddur. So he says, Lamedva, v'zeh Siddur HaParshios, Yomer Parshios HaKiyar, v'achar kach Chumas HaDeshen, v'achar kach HaTamid, and then the Pasuk, V'shachar Oysai, Al Yarech HaMizbeach, Tzofayin Lofnei Hashem. These three things are in the Siddur. V'chol Ha'omer Pasuk Zeh, anyone who says the Pasuk, V'shachar Oysai, Al Yarech HaMizbeach, Tzofayin Lofnei Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zoychar HaKedas Yitzchak. God remembers the covenant of Yitzchak. U'v'parshas HaTamid Shekoyrin B'tzibur, U'v'kol Ram, Roy Lamoid. Interesting. Do you know of any shul that says the Parshas HaTamid B'tzibur? I never saw it. I never heard of it. Supposed to be done with Tzibor. And the
kind of in the Tzibor, right?
I mean,
what's his name? The Shliach Tzibor.
The Shliach Tzibor, maybe he says, L'oilam yehei adam yirei shamayim b'seis v'goloi, or Shema Yisrael, that he says out loud, the Tamid. When did you ever even know that the Shliach Tzibor is up to the Parshas HaTamid during davening? Yeah, I don't think any Ashkenazi shul, you ever hear the guy, oh, Vayidab Hashem Moshe Lim, Ratzavis Bnei Yisrael. You don't hear it. You hear it? I don't think so. Avo B'Shar Parshim, Yochel Leishev. And now, during the Tamid, you should stand. And after other Kabbalahs, you could sit. V'achikach Parshas Mizbeach Mikdar Ketoires. U'Parshas Samone HaKetoires V'Asiyasan. Now, I want to take you now to page 3 and 4. 3, 4, and 5. And that is basically Marv Raboisai. What I want you to walk away from this today is that the Parshas HaTamid is Kemad Achiyav. I don't want to say Achiyav outright, but it's Kemad Achiyav. If you look in Simon Memches, the Torah says, V'kavu likrois Parshas HaTamid. They were koivea to say Parshas HaTamid. Why? K'di'isa b'medrash. That bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam mata hayalem. Abraham Avinu said to God, "What's going to be with Kal Yisrael when the beis hamikdash is not standing?" Amar lo, so Hashem said, "Kvar hekdamti lohem seder kabanos." I already gave them the seder kabanos. Kozman she'oiskin bahen. As long as Kal Yisrael is oisik in the kabanos, male ani aleim ki ilu hekuivim lefanai. I consider it as if they brought the kabanos. The tour seems to learn that when the Gemara tells us that when the beis hamikdash is not standing, Hashem was koivea the parsha of Karbanos that refers to the Parshas HaTamid. So I don't know why this did not make it on the sheet. In the footnotes of the Das Noita, he brings the Shulchan Aruch HaRav of the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya says explicitly, ready for this? Simen Memches, Nohagu kol Yisrael v'kavu choiva al atzman. Likrois Parshas HaTamid B'chol Yom. So you want to know, is there anything that I must say between Brachos and Psukei D'Zimra? It's a Parshas HaTamid. Now, if it's between that and Psukei D'Zimra goes first. And now, can you say Karbanos after davening? Meaning, let's say I didn't have time to say it. I saw Reb Chaim said, yeah. Hayim efsher loimer karbanos achar tefila? Efsher. Efsher. He quotes over here the Hagos Yesh Neichlem. Im ein shas loimer calls that kodem atfila. Al kaponim yomer. If you don't have time to say all the karbanos, at least say the parashas hatamid. So lemaisa, you're allowed to say the tamid after. It's better to say it before. What about the tamid before mincha? It's interesting. Because we say both here. This includes the tamid of mincha. Right. Now in the Ashkenaz Siddurim, they don't even give you the option. I think in the Nusuch Sfard, they do give you karbanos by mincha time. I don't know. Maybe when we get to Hilchos Mincha. Here, but I want to show you one thing in the Shibayle Halakat. Take a look in the Shibayle Halakat. Was Reb Tzidkia ben Avraham Haroife. He was a doctor. And he was one of the Rishonim in Rome. And he brings in Simon Hay. Let's read 1, 2, 3 on the fifth line. V'yesh soim chenalze. Some, okay, let's start from the beginning. V'tzarch levarich berchas ha-toira. You have to make berchas ha-toira. V'likrois parshas tamid. And say the parsha of tamid. Now, what did the parsha of tamid got to do with berchas ha-toira? It almost sounds like the parsha of tamid, since you're making berchas ha-toira, you need to learn after. The parsha of tamid will be the limud for berchas ha-toira. V'shoina b'tchila meseches brachos. First you learn meseches brachos. What's that talking about? What Masech the Bracha is? V'shoina perek ezel mekamin shal zvachim. Because we say in Kedushin, lo'ayla mishal shadam shenoysav, shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud, and a person doesn't know how long they're going to live, so you got to break up your time. V'yesh soimchin al zem ha'shanu karm parasha tam b'chol yoyim. Some people, their chumash for the day is a parasha atamid. And the whole seder that's written in the siddur of Amram Goyin, sheish by isek mikra, mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Agadas. Now this is the Iker. The Kasev Rav Binyamin Achi, Shekriyas Parshas Tamid Chayva. Teidalacha. You ready for the proof? Why, when we daven Tfilas Musaf, do we say the Psukim of Musaf? Right? Whenever you daven Musaf, you always say the Psukim of the Karban Musaf. So why, when we daven Shachris, do we not say the Psukim of the Karban of Shachris? It's a Pelatsuma. Every time we daven, we always say the psukim of the carbon corresponding to that davening. So why in Tefillah Shacharis do we not read the Parshas Tamid? Must be because it's a chiyuv to say it beforehand. It must be because we did already. That's the raya. That's the raya that the kriya of the Parshas Tamid is a chayva. Tei dalacha shukein sharei ein mazkirin Parshas Tamid betfila, kamoi shemazkirim psuke hamusafin betfilas masaf. And Reb Chaim says, is it, okay, bottom line. Amiras karbonus mfnei shachris amincha, ha'im zachiyav oiloi. Bottom line, you have to say it or not. Answer, einoi chiyav. It's not obligatory. Rak inyan nochoin. Chutz mi parshas hatamid davakarov lechiyav. Now, what about mincha time? Reb Chaim says v'yisbar b'makom acher. So I have to look in what he says by mincha time. Okay, but at least by shacharis, it's karov lechiyav, karov lechiyav. Okay, so I want to just read the rest of Siman Aleph in Reb Chaim, and then next week, hopefully, we could move on to Siman Beis. Okay, here are the various parshas. Parshas Hakiyar, or Parshas Chumas Hadashen, Yachaloy Mar Koydim Ayom. It's very interesting, because if it's like bringing a carbon, we know that the carbon Tamid and all the carbons are brought during the day, so let's say you wake up very early, you wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 a.m., it's pitch black outside, could you start with the carbonos? So, or Reb Chaim was asked, what about somebody who davenes Vasikin? If he's davening Vasikin, then his karbanos are going to be in the middle of the night. Reb Chaim says, from Alois HaShachar is already considered Yoim Legabe Amiras karbanos. So he says, Parshas Agiyah, Parshas Chumas Adashin, Yachal Yomer Kadam Ayoyim, Ava Parshas HaTamid, Ushar Karbonos, Lo Yomer Ela B'Yoyim. You should only say it during the day. V'mein Loi Pnai, if you don't have time, Yachal Yomer Gam Parshas HaKarbonos B'Layla. You could say it at night. Sivkatan Laminchas. V'achar Kach Yomer Parshas Oila, then you say the Parshas of the Oila. The next couple of Se'ifim, there, it's not printed in our Siddur. It doesn't. We don't have the Parsha of the Oila in the Siddur. We don't have the Chatos. We don't have the Shlamim. V'acher kach yoymer Parshas Oila from Etchilas VaYikra ad VeImin Hatzoyin. V'acher kach yoymer Yiras Mofanecha SheYehize Choshev Mekubal Kilo Krafti Oila. V'acher kach Parshas Mincha Min VeNefesh ad Sakriv. And if you have time, V'Yesh Loi Pnai Yikra Gam Parshas Sav Min VeZoyis Toiras Amincha ad Yekadesh. The Koyein Yosef, and if you're a Koyein, then you say Koyhanim have an extra obligation with the Mincha. You should say V'chol Minchas Koyein Kolil Tihya. We had in Yevamos recently that the Mincha of a Koyein is completely burnt. V'acher Kach Yomer Yerusim Lefanecha Gila Krafti Mincha. Now, are you obligated to say this? We said no. But if you know you violate an Avera that you're Chayav Achatzas, let's say you forgot and you flicked on a light switch on Shabbos, then yeah, you should say the open up the Chumash. Say the Parsha of the Chatas, or let's say a person violated Mitzvah Saseh. They woke up late, they're Mevatel Krishma. So say the Parsha of the Oila. Then, V'achikah Parsha Shlomim, V'toida, Min V'im Zevach Shlomim, Ad V'im Enatzoin, Uva Parsha Tzav, Min V'zois Taras HaShlomim, Ad B'midbar Sinai, V'achikah Parsha Nesachim, V'parsha Shlach, Min V'yedaber, Dechisavoyu ad itchem. V'acher kach yomer yiratz mufnach yil krafti shlamim. So after the oila, and then after the mincha, then you have the shlamim, and now a chatos. Uparshas chatos b'vayikra mim v'innefesh achas techta ad v'nislach loy v'myesh loy p'nai yikra gam b'parshas sav about the chatos min v'zois toris achatos ad bo'esh tisarif v'lo yomer yiratzayin. You don't say the yiratzayin by the chatos. By an oila, you could say the yiratzayin, because you could say, if I'm chayv an oila, it should be like an oila. If I'm not chayv an oila, it should be like a carbon nedava. But a chatos, you can't bring a carbon chatos as a nedava. So you don't say this yiratzayin. But the im yoidea bevadei shchayv chatos, if you know for sure I'm chayv that you're chayv chatos, yoimer yiratzayin sheyizei nechshav kilo krafti chatos. V'im loy noidaloi bevadei shchata. Now what if you don't know for sure you sinned, but you have a guilty conscience, like something's bothering you, you know? I think I may have sinned, but I don't know for sure. I believe I noy kfay shema avra al chet v'noidaloi shchatai. In other words, I know I sinned, but I forgot. In other words, if you know you sinned, you forgot, and you have a guilty conscience, then you could say the Yiratzayin, Yiratzayin, Yomer Yiratzayin Mofanecha, Imavarti Avera Shechayav Malach Chatas, Sheyehezen Nechshav, Ki'ilu Hikravti Chatas, V'imlav Yiyah Kekar B'Torah. Otherwise, it would be just like reading the Torah. So I have one simple question. Can an Avil say Karbonos? We said no. An Avil can't say Karbonos. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if I know I violated a Chatos, I could say the Yiratzayin. But if I have a guilty conscience that I probably did not aver, I just don't remember what it was, then you could say the Yiratzayin. And if I'm Chayiv a Chatos, let it be like a Chatos. If I'm not Chayiv a Chatos, it should be like learning Torah. That implies that if I'm Chayiv a Chatos, then it's not like learning Torah. So why can't an Avel who knows he did an Avera say the Parsha of the Chatas? Because then it's not like learning Torah, then it's like bringing a Chatas. So you have to say that it's like bringing a Chatas, because by learning the Torah, it's like bringing the Chatas. But if you're not Chayav a Chatas, it's just like learning Torah. But either way, the mechanism is Limanat Torah. We're just going to read to the end of the Siman. Uparshas Asham, if you have time, to say, again, the Oila, and the Mincha, and the Shlamim, and the Chatos, and the Asham. The best thing is to avoid sinning, and this way, that's why Bizman Hazeh, we're such big tzaddikim, we don't say this anymore, because we never do Averos. Mem Aleph, Uparshas Asham, the Parshas Sav Min, V'zois Torah Sa Asham, Ad Asham Hu, V'myesh Loi Pnai Yikra Gam, V'vayikra the Asham, V'achar Kach Yomer, Yiras Mofanecha, Shem Neschayaf the Asham, Sheyizeh Nechshav Kilo Krafti Asham. If you know you're chayiv in Hashem, yomer yiratzim ufanecha sheyeze nechshav kilo krafti Hashem. V'im chayiv Hashem taloi. What if you also chayiv in Hashem taloi? Yikra parshas Hashem taloi. V'yomer yiratzim ufanecha sheyeze nechshav kilo krafti Hashem taloi. Now you're gonna have to get up very early to say all of these parshiyos. Then you say the parsha of Oyla v'yoyred. Which siddur is a sin? Maybe in the siddur Vilna it hasn't. I think it does. But in our siddur, it's not, it doesn't appear. V'achar yom parshas Oyla v'yoyred, b'vayikra min v'nefesh kisechta ad v'hoysel koin kamincha. Now, we know every karban needs an pouring of wine. Do I have to say nesachim after every, after the oyla, after the mincha, after the shlomim, or can I just do one nesachim and it covers everything? Ein sarach loymer parshas zon kolech v'echad, d'day shomer pamach is good to say one time. Mishu avel lo yoymer parshas karbanos. But you do say izel mekoyman. So the karbanos we're talking about here are the parshias in the Torah. B'shabbos v'yomt if you don't say the hiratzayin. Because you can't bring a nedava on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the parsha you could say, V'imhu ben Torah, it's better to learn the parsha of the week. So they asked Reb Chaim, what about to learn Gemara? Reb Chaim says, no, it doesn't say that. If you want, instead of saying the parsha of the parsha's Korbanos, you could learn the parsha of the week, not learn other things. Again, like we said, we don't really do this. We don't do it ever.
So that's just limud according to him on Shabbos.
On Shabbos and Yom Tov, what? Yeah, it's just limud.
It's just limud.
But if you want to supplant it, it has to be davka. Anyway, now.
How come in Musaf we don't say that? That you hear that song? Because, I mean, it's Shabbos. Like if we're saying the parsha of
well,
the carbon, why don't we have.
We're actually. I mean, why don't we say he rots in Musaf? I mean, we basically. That's what Musaf is. The whole Musaf is, Hashem should consider it as if we brought the Musaf of Shabbos. Why don't we explicitly say the Yiratzayin? That's basically the whole point of the Tefillah. That's what it sounds like. Now, one last thing is when it comes to Karbanos, you should know what you're talking about. You should learn the Inyan first in the Gemara or in the Rambam so you understand what you're saying, and then it will be considered as if you brought it. Sivkata Membav. Toiv Lamisha Noig Baza, someone who has this custom. It's a good thing, Shayomid Matrila Aswanyanim, to learn the Inyan first in Minha Gemara or Minha Rambam. In order to understand what you're saying, and by doing so, it will be mamish considered like you brought a carbon. To that which we say every day, Abai have a masader. It's mitzvah to try to understand what you're learning. Now, a personal recommendation is we who at least try to say the Talmud. Probably it's a good idea to learn what the Talmud means, and it will be considered as if you brought the Talmud. Maybe when we get up to Parshas Pinchas. That would be a good parsha share for Parshas Pinchas to learn the parsha of the Talmud. Thank you very much, everyone. Shkoyach Reb Shuki for the breakfast. Thank you, Reb Gordon, for picking it up. And have a great day, everyone. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.